Blog Talk Radio.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a Zebra Bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
And not in your hand. Going out live, yes. Half drunk in the building on a Thursday, man. It's going out real live. Shouts out to the sponsors, Seagram's Vodka. You know what I'm saying? Providing us with libations for the day, you know. It's going down real big. Right here at the International Fleet Market. Y'all can catch me here whenever the fuck y'all can catch me here. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Shout out to Show and Tell. My dog got a Show and Tell, you know what I'm saying? Movies, one time for all the semi-pretty ladies coming through here right now. I don't know what the hell this is. I agree, you know, I'm cool with y'all going sideways, all y'all ladies out there, but your people that you roll with need to tighten up. I mean, if your people's looking worse than a boy or a man, then, yeah, you need to tighten up. And that's what the situation I just seen. Chick was cute, but the goddamn stud looking like a dud. So, you know, y'all need to tighten up on that. Uh-oh, they coming back because they heard me talking about it. It's all good, though, man. It's live right here at the International Fleet Market. You saw DJ Special good in the building. I can't click in or do anything because I'm super remote right now. I'm waiting on my dog, San Jose's finest, you know what I'm saying? Goofy Boo! You know what I'm saying? He's going to run the switch for me. We're going to hold it down for y'all for some music and everything, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out my dog, Cedric J. I was trying to call him, but shit, I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. End up stepping outside for a minute, take me a smoke and toke break, you know what I'm saying? Do what it do. This is What If Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Yeah, y'all hear Next Day Airplane in the background. Make sure y'all go check that out in your local theaters or your local bootleggers. You know what I'm saying? Either way it go, make sure you check out the show. That's how we do it real big, man. And hold on. Had to take a sip from my sponsor. You know what I'm saying? Take a sip from my smartphone. So it's going down real live like that, you know. The hell? Oh, okay. So once we get my dog Goofy Ball online, you know, we're going to get into some music. Shouts out to Vice Grip. We got the show going down Memorial Day weekend real big, May 22nd through the 24th. Make sure y'all come through and check us out. We're going to be live on South Beach, you know what I'm saying, at the Hotel Chelsea. Sponsored by 50 Mike's New Jersey. Hello? Oh, that's the motherfucker on the TV. My bad. Y'all know we still live, man. Right here in the flea market, man. If y'all ever in Tampa Bay, man, y'all need to hit all your local flea markets. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way you're going to find us. We in every flea market as long as you see Show and Tell movies. If you don't see Show and Tell movies, you don't see us. If you don't see Motherfucker Wrecking Game Entertainment, you don't see us. If you don't see that, then you need to keep moving to the next stall, to the next booth, until you find that golden light in the sky. In the sky. Oh, yeah, shots out there in the sky. Boost. Dog Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? Stu the Baker. Motherfucking Nelson the Chef Mandela. Everybody out there holding out for Straight Low Records. Records. Free Boss Squatch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you already know, straight live from Tampa Bay. I'm telling you, Free Boss Squatch, goddamn. Free all my peoples out there. I'm a bro on lockdown, you know what I'm saying? Eli, the poet, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the whole 4-week crew. And that's how I do. So, I can't get into no music yet. Just giving y'all some updates until Goofy Bone come in the building and run the switch for me. And then we're going to be live and in effect. Live and in effect. Shout out to Steady Baby Powder Fresh J. All the sexy ladies of BTR. Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to his Miss Bang. Representing down in North Carolina all the way from Hawaii. I'm trying to make my way up there. You know what I'm saying? To give my big thing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, it goes down real big, man. And for everybody who finally found this show or just tuning it in, welcome. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE. Actually, it's WDGR, home of the indie superstars. Wrecking the Game Radio, which is Wrecking the Game Entertainment. I'm the CEO, DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP. DJ Fight the Power and the Place to Be. That's how we hold it down for the 813. Y'all already know it's straight folk all day long. You're going to hear me saying that. Y'all already know. So do what you do. Do what you do. Going down real big. Let me see something real quick. Y'all hold on. Let me try something real quick. Try to set up this live mix. Y'all can hear me mix live. And, you know, go down real big like that. I'll provide the music for today. It's all to the hood. It's all to the hood. Turn him down, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out the next day, L. Mike Epps and all them niggas, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. Real big. Shouts out the Gooch. That's how we do it, man. We're going to play all, you know, I was just hanging there live, man. We're going to kick this thing, I'm going to kick y'all some music, you know what I'm saying? And we're just going to do it real big. This is What If Thursday. What if meaning, you know, what if, I don't know, you always come into that question, you know what I'm saying? Well, girl, what if I got them draws before you got married? You know what I'm saying? So this is that's the whole focus of today's broadcast, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it live. We're doing it right here, big, down here at the International Flea Market right here on Fowler and Nebraska Avenue, man. You can come through, check out your boys, man. You know what I'm saying? This is how we're doing the show. Oh, shit. Somebody just popping this motherfucker. Let some motherfucker Texas off in this bitch. This sound like Texas is off in this bitch. Yeah. And that's what happened. Set it, baby. Powder fest. Jay.
Yeah.
It's going down. What's up, my brother, man? What is happening?
Man, we got, okay, so some of you had a question on Goofy's late night show. I ended up having to do a show because we were like, talking about this crazy subject. We ended up having another 2-hour show with me, so it was crazy.
What?
It was Lola, Mouse, and Mix was on there.
What the hell? Yeah, I got to the motherfucking house. I was tied in a stone, bitch. Not a stone, bitch. I was tied in a stone, bitch. Yeah, my bad, man.
He was waiting for the show to start. Because I came over here first. I was like, waiting for host calling. So I was like, okay. I've been waiting to see what's going on.
Yeah. Anytime that happens, though, I mean, just call in and shit. Because if you call in and start hosting the show, then run it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here drinking with my sponsor, drinking by my sponsor, you know what I'm saying? Seagram's Vodka. Yeah, we, you know what I'm saying? We sipping on some Seagram's Vodka. There you go. Motherfucker.
I'm here. Sorry, everybody. I was in Verbal Link's room trying to get laid, but fuck it. I'm here with the homies, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Hey, Smelly.
Fucking poo nanny, man. What kind of shit? This is
Smelly. You missed out last night, man.
So what if you did pick up a chick out of Verbal English Room? What if? This is what if. What if first? Tell me that.
What if?
Walk around here bullshitting somewhere.
No. I'd hit all of them in that same room. Just go from one couch to the other.
Man, what they were saying is, why run down and only get one cow? If you can walk down and fuck them all.
hey, Smelly, you all drunk this shit, but you got to listen to me, brother. Last night we had all the women on the phone. We had Lola. We had bitch. Mouth. We had Juicy. And who else did we have?
Bitch.
Who else did we have? Oh, Mina Spitz. We had them all talking nasty and horny. Man, me and Steady were nutting all over the keyboard, man. It was terrible.
Hey, bitch, you left, man. Mouse and Lola attacking me.
What happened, man? Fuck, Steady, I'm sorry, fool.
Oh, no, it was good. Don't worry. It was good.
Nah, you didn't see it. I was great.
Nah, because I passed out. Like, I was sitting there on the phone listening to SETI, and then I blacked out because I was all fucking stoned. I think I was on blunt number 12 or whatnot, and I was fucked. I was just out. And then I was just there. I was like, fuck, I still got the phone in my ear, and I'm knocked out. I was all, hell no, SETI, I got to leave.
Yeah, and now I'm officially ready to click to talk anymore.
Yeah, four 12s in the back.
He's using my straight.
Yeah, I'm saying, four 12s in the back.
Hey, what you doing, Smelly? You celebrating?
Oh, no, yeah, well, I don't know, man. I'm just, our sponsor for the day is Seagram's Vodka, so.
Oh, yeah.
Say extra smooth vodka, excuse me.
That's like a DSOP
of Hennessy and shit, you know what I'm saying? So we actually smoothing it up in here. Shouts out to UPS just walked by, you know what I'm saying, supervisor.
Hey, you know, Smelly,
what if you had as many people?
We don't do that commercial bullshit where they talking about on ice and all that. Ain't no on ice. Oh, he do on ice. I'm strictly straight up. Straight up in the cup, straight up with a chaser, getting straight fucked up. Live on the radio.
That's nice. So what's your what if question, Seti?
My what if question is, what if we had is going to our chat room at once as Fly Lady. We do.
Hey, you know what? Is she on?
Hold on. What happened now?
Hold up.
Say that again.
Like, what is as many people in our chat room as Fly Lady?
Oh, she's on at 11.
You know, she 100 and some odd people.
I'm going to call in.
She do be balling on her show. I don't know what the hell. People just like to talk, man. You know, it's a lot of lonely bitches out there in the world, man. People just we get people that's at work, and that's why they listen to us, really, because they want to hear some music and some talk. She just got motherfuckers that just want to talk. Housewives, husband house, whatever the hell you call it, niggas that at the house take care of the kids, them motherfuckers too. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they do. They sit around, talk, don't play not damn bit of music. That's fucking amazing to me. So I got to give a shout out to Fly Lady because she holds down one without playing no music, straight talk. I ain't trying to talk to you motherfuckers that long. 2 hours? Shit. Man,
I don't know about you, but shit. If you give me a real talk, I'm gonna be talking.
We be Craig listening our ass off fucking with me, man. Hell no. Don't forget CDs, DVDs, $5, $2, bro.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 90210 live on DVD. Oh, sorry about that. They have a
Terminator. 90210. Hey, did you ever get that Terminator for me?
Nah, that ain't came out yet. That's just coming out. I thought you asked me about the Wolverine.
No, I got the Wolverine already.
Oh,
I asked you about the Terminator. I asked you about the Terminator.
Oh, no. Hey, when Terminator come out? Show and tell. When Terminator come out? This is a California one of them. Oh. All the way in California. It come out next week. You know, we send shipping by PayPal. Y'all need any show and tell moves in Cali, we do take orders. You know what I'm saying? Hit the P.O. box. And we'll drop it off to you. But you got to send the money first.
No problem. I'll send it right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's what time it is. I think I put my address out there, didn't I?
You never gave me your PayPal info.
Oh, yeah, I got to give you my PayPal info. All right, you know.
Hey, what you need to do is give me also your motherfucking address so I can send you that care package.
Man, man.
You put it in the chat room. I'm not going to be writing it in. Send it in an email so I can have it personally. Fuck a chat room.
Oh, fuck that. I have a finish.
Hey, I ain't wilding out on you, homie. Ba 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 ba. Fucking white man Ted's getting chopped off. Wow.
Hell no.
Wilding out by Goofy Bo.
Hell no. Yeah,
hey, man.
One of our sponsors for the day that started the show, we sponsored by Zebra Bar. You know what I'm saying? One of our confectionery sponsors out there. And Seti, you got the Aaron's pumps? We need our sponsors. Yes, it's E-R-I-S, Eris Pumps. That's one of our sponsors.
Teddy, look up Zebra Bar. It's 1C underscore, and it'll say Zebra Bar. Put in number one.
Oh, okay. It's the way for shoes, Eris Pump shoes.
Yeah, we got some sponsors, y'all. We got to run our sponsors. This is Eris Pump shoes. Make sure you go and get pumped up. And also Zebra Bar. Put it in your mouth and suck it.
Mel, you drunk off your ass, fool.
Hey,
you want to go get a bottle.
Hey, I can't say two of this shit, you know what I'm saying? That might give you the wrong, Oh, my bad, he's playing a commercial.
Teddy, stop that commercial and carry it at 100, man.
That's right. You can now buy some
air. He's not listening.
Turn it up. Stop it and set it on 100.
Set it on 100. Fucking commercial people don't know how to send us shit, right?
All you sponsors need to remaster y'all shit. Sending us all in straight out the studio shit, man. We need to remaster. I just got out the booth, and we just recorded it. That's why we sent it to you.
Nigga, clean this shit up.
Yeah. I just want y'all to check this shit out, man. I just got out the booth, and I just recorded it. They ain't remastered or nothing. Then what the fuck do I want? I'm running on air. I'm walking on clouds.
Okay,
here
we go. I don't exercise. I don't care. Pompous. I pay top dollar for these incredible high-technology polyester shoes to walk around the mall and shop for more sports equipment I won't play sports in. I need to get more from life, much more. I need to get high, really high, high on air. Oh, yeah, these Eris shoes really pump up. That's right. You can now buy some air. The science of sports and marketing results in a shoe that pumps. Sounds silly to you? What if we told you that Eris Pump Up would improve your game by 300%? But I don't have a game. You gotta have game. Be a winner. Pump up and slap up. Oh, yeah. God, the size of your shoes. You'll shave seconds off your personal best. Oh, yeah. You mean I can whack off even more times a day? Absolutely. Probably 5 times more. Because you'll be walking on air. You'll feel so much more athletic after pumping up your shoes, you'll automatically lose weight and feel high-tech. Just like the sports stars. You are a star. Now you're a winner with Air in his shoes. Now I can reach for the stars. I've pumped up my ego. With Eris. Get your game on with Eris Pump Up Shoes. You can get them at any shoe palace near you, or you can find them at Mervin's exclusives just for you. And we got them down here at the Tampa Flea Market.
Yeah. Y'all can holler.
Hey, I should re-record that and say you could also get it at the Tampa International Flea Market.
booth
number four. They have booth number four.
I gotta give a shout out to Next Day Air, man. Y'all need to go out and check that movie, whether it's by your local movie theater or your bootlegger. You need to make sure you go out and check that movie. Shout out to the director, Demi Boone, and featuring Mike Epps and Mos Def.
What's the movie?
Next Day Air.
Next Day Air?
Yeah.
Donald Faison on there, too.
A clear Showtel copy. Showtel copy. We got them for $5 plus shipping and handling. Going now.
That's a killer.
Probably like a $6.50 move. It's probably like a $6.50 move.
$6.52.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the send it off.
$6.52. It's $1.52 to send it with the.
Come by the $6.50 if we got to mail it to you. So just include that in the PayPal or the $6.50 for the ship. Go on down. It's like $8.25 in the store, and that's in the movie theater, and that's without popcorn, drinks, and all that.
$8.25?
Hell yeah.
Damn, that's cheap.
That's cheap?
We got $11 over here.
$11 for us to go to a movie to see.
That's why I don't even fuck with movies anymore. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I just straight take them to like a dinner. That money that I could fucking watch a stupid movie, I take them to dinner. I get them all drunk and get them all nice and comfortable. Where it just goes straight to the room, you know what I mean? It's like I don't even have to worry about bullshit. Because then after a movie, you're sitting there talking and be like, okay, you know, is this going to happen or not? You know, flipping a quarter. You know what I mean? Fucking get her drunk and be like, let's go do the damn. Let's make a movie.
Hey, we got a petition, a worldwide petition going around to make bootlegging illegal because it's illegal right now. So we want to make it legal because we are offering a competitive price to the movie theater. So therefore, we are a business.
You are stealing from the movie, so don't even open your mouth about that.
I was stealing from the movie theater, man. I didn't go in there and sit down and record this shit. I'm just shopping with the next man that was doing.
Yeah, but you got to think about for the up and coming goofy bones out there that are in the movie theater getting head by their high school sweetheart or whatnot. You got to think about them. You know what I mean? It's a learning process that everyone has to these certain steps that they got to go through. You got to go to the movies. You got to get head in the movies in order to make yourself a decent man. And then if you fuck in the movies, you're more a better man. Why? Because you got away with it. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I do my own stunts.
Yeah. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Two good looking brothers, man.
No camera tricks.
What's up? All
right. Hey, where's all the women at?
I don't know, man. Where the hell?
Nets in the chat room.
Oh, who in
that chat room?
Yeah, I saw the chat room up.
That made it up there. That tell Q5 said, well, I ain't got to tell you to tell her, goddammit. She hit me. Shout out to Nanette, you know what I'm saying? What's up, girl? Be in Texas real soon. I'm a vendor. I need to set up a booth at your house.
Damn, if she had a nice couch for me, or if she even trusts me to lay in the same bed with her, I'd go take a trip down there to go check her out. She's a pretty little thing. But you know, it takes a couple of drinks in order for y'all to trust me. But trust me, I'm gonna let y'all women know one little secret. And this is the key thing about me.
Two blacks.
I'm gonna leave more. You with a smile.
All right. You can come over that service with a smile.
Service with a smile.
All right, Scarface. Two blacks, and you'll love me even more. I don't fuck with no Quaaludes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want this Aretha, goddamn it. Yeah. You hit this bottle or something, but I don't fuck with no pills. I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Shout out to Nettie for being a fine woman on Block Talk.
Hey, Seth, man, you ain't got nobody sending you no music or nothing?
Oh, what? Yeah, I had someone send me.
Well, I actually do have a man. Oh, well, I'm sorry. You didn't show no pictures of your man on MySpace, so technically. You know what? I'm gonna say something right now. My ex girlfriend, I caught her. I never knew about MySpace. I caught her cheating on me on MySpace, going on lunch dates with guys and shit like that. And the bitch had the nerve to put a profile, her description saying that. Oh, I mean, she's a very beautiful woman. I ain't gonna chop her down for that. But she done put a straight up fucking Venus flytrap. You know, guys treat me bad. I'm just looking for the right guy to just sweep me off my feet and all that other bullshit.
Sweet.
But check this out. Goofy Bone done fucking got her back. And you know what? To this very day, her friends tell me that no man has ever fucking have stood to the ability that I have fucking done. Because we used to live together. And, you know, I found this out on a Tuesday. I played it off till Friday. I called in work Friday, and I said, you know, I'm not coming into work. Told my homie Benny Hannes, hey, rent a U-Haul, come to the pad. We got all my shit, you know. And then we went to Kinko's. I made a hundred of her printout of MySpace, her just her picture and stuff. I just pasted all over the walls, but I did it like in letters, and I put it over, and oh my God, I disconnected all my cell phones and shit like that, so she couldn't get a hold of me. She went crazy thinking that something bad happened to me because I dropped her off and kissed her and said, I'll pick you up later, honey. You know, played it off, you know, I had to play the shit off. So she done thought that something bad happened to me. So her friend took her home, and then her friend even told me that once she opened that door and she seen that it was over with her MySpace, you know, profile printed all over the damn wall, she got on her knees and started crying. She seen everything was gone. She started crying. And her friend told me that it looked like I sucked the soul out of her fucking life. Because ever since then, man, she never had a fucking life. She married some low-life loser that fucking she thought that was going to make me jealous. I was like, hell no, that's your life. You got to do what you got to do. But then she over here complaining. She want me back. But it's not going to happen. Like our discussion last night, Seti. I ain't taking you back, regardless. We had our time, and obviously
go back.
You had to go cheat on me, even though I was fucking you at least 4 to 5 times a day, sometimes even more, you know? It's like, fuck. You know, I ain't tripping. Shit, there's other women out there. Believe me, I left, you know, I had so many opportunities. But, nah, this one was a fucking silver dollar. So I was like, fuck it, you know? I'm going to play my fucking cards and hopefully have a family and shit. But fuck that. Like I said when I first fucked the bitch, that, you know, don't fall in love because in the end, it's going to fuck you. And what did it do? It fucked me. But shit, I got my revenge, and here I am now. Hoo-ha. Oh, is everyone sleeping? I'm sorry. Y'all wake up.
No.
I ain't had no violin music and shit. I wanted to play for you.
Oh, fuck.
But I ain't have none. So my bad, dog.
But shit. You know, it happens. That's how I found out about MySpace. I never knew about MySpace until that occasion. Because one of my friends said, hey, get up on MySpace. There's hella hoes. And then, you know me.
This
you know,
is one thing about MySpace. If you married, why the fuck do you have a MySpace? It's not no, I just want to keep in touch with family. Bullshit.
No, there's people that sit there and have a picture, or they'll say they're married of their, you know, their husband or whatnot, you know. And you know, I respect that. But don't be going on there cheating and, you know, thinking you're going to get caught, but dumb fucking ass. Once you're in cyberspace, you can get found no matter what.
Thank you. I mean, because it was a point in time when you first learned about the Internet. And when you first learned about the Internet, that's when you put all your fucking information out there.
Yeah.
Whether you understand it or not, when you sign up for that initial Yahoo, Gmail, Hotmail, or whatever the fuck, you put your real information in there because you thought that's what the fuck they was wanting, the real information. Hell to the no. That's why now I don't go on shit that asks me for no kind of real information. You don't need to fucking know that. I'm DJ Smell So Good. That's all the fuck you need to know. When I went to high school, junior high, no, wherever the hell else, that's when we fucking. Or that's when we best fucking friends. So other than that, you don't need to know my motherfucking name. And when you some of a bitches do find out, Goofy, Bones, Seti J, and all that, it ain't going to matter then. It's not going to mean a motherfucking thing. I personally don't like to know people's names just for the simple fact of when you get caught up in some shit and the police come asking me some shit, I don't know a motherfucking thing, and I can truthfully say that. Oh, do you know this guy? Oh, all the fuck I know is his name is Bone. They call the nigga Smell. The nigga name is Baby Powder Fresh. That's all I know.
You know what?
I ain't trying to. I'm sorry. Dog. I ain't trying to really. I want to know you, but I don't want to know you.
No, but see, my dad taught me, because I'm half Italian, and then my dad, he was an old school mafia motherfucker. And he did his thing, but, you know, he did the thing where it's like he would give so many fake aliases, or he would stick on one alias or until it got caught to where he went to another one, that nobody knew his real motherfucking name.
Oh, right. FCD book, this for the movie.
And, you know, that's how what I learned, you know, from in June, because actually I learned, because I was all in love with this one chick. Her name was Cynthia back in junior high. and I met her at a place called Great America. It's kind of like Fiesta, Texas.
Right.
But I met her there, and I was all in love with her and shit like that. And I went to her school looking for her. The bitch was she changed her name. Her name was like Sarah or something like that. That fucking pissed me the fuck off, man. So then ever since then, yeah. Sarah Connor.
Well, I just ran into a friend of mine. She died in ATL. I just ran into her now. The last time I seen her, put it this way, I can still smell on my two fingers. They're all over.
You must not clean your hands, brother, because I can smell
pepper. I didn't get the hit. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I didn't get the hit. You know what I'm saying? Wanted to, but didn't get the chance to. So, So it's 15 years later now. We talking on the phone. I've been trying to blow up for like, I don't know, probably like last month or two. Been trying to get it on the phone. And then she called me up, and I'm like, what the fuck? Talking. Here she go getting married and shit. Now she finna get married in October. I'm like, what kind of bullshit is that? All this motherfucking time I've been trying to all that shit, contact it. You know what I'm saying? Rekindle whatever the fuck, flame fire or spark, whatever the hell. And now I talk to you, you talking about you get married and shit. Man.
It's like, why even bother? You know what I mean? It's like,
hey, now she's gonna talk about something. Well, he know I got friends. Bitch, if you already cheat before you get married, then what the fuck you get married for?
Exactly. Oh, man. Hello?
Hey.
Hey,
your boy Ashwood. What's up, y'all?
Who's this?
Your boy Ashwood.
Ashwood in the house.
What's up, fellas?
Forget y'all. Ashwood be opening up for Vice Grip live down in Miami, May 26th.
Doing the thing, man. Shout out to Ashwood, man.
For sure. Yo, rest in peace, DJ Clips, too, man. For sure.
Who's that?
Rest in peace, DJ Clips.
Oh, man, rest in peace, man. Rest in peace, my boy, Keone.
DJ
all day.
L.A. Hey, fellas. Same old. How y'all feeling about that swine flu, man?
I'm Mexican, so I got it.
Oh.
Oh,
it's all right, man. It's just you just got the shits all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I eat beef,
man.
That's
some scary shit, man. That's some scary shit. That swine flu, man. Got a nigga want to stay in the house all day, man.
Nah, you guys can come out. Just stay away from us for about 20 feet, and then y'all be fine.
you got to eat beef and smoke weed, man. That's the only cure to goddamn swine flu.
Oh, that's the swine flu. That's the cure. I'm about to go get me some trees right now.
Eat beef, and smoke weed. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, two shots of vodka might help a little bit, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Trying to throw the sponsor out. And don't forget to go out and get your secret.
Extra smooth vodka. For all your latest cures.
Swine flu.
Hell no, man. You on the ones and twos today, man. What you got for us, man? What you got lined up for us? I ain't finna give you nothing to play. You got 400 songs.
Play that up. And that's what it's all about. We getting money.
Hey.
Yeah, that Pyrex. I call it Pyrex. What's the real name of that, Ashwood?
That's Get Money, produced by my man.
Okay,
KG.
Get Money. Yeah, I call the bitch Pyrex. If you motherfuckers send
you
me a call, I'm Pyrex. I'm put it out. Whatever you say continuously, then that's what, like in Goofy Bone's song, I want to get high. I would have named that shit, I want to get high, even if he wouldn't have put a name.
Yeah, that's the Pyrex. That's the name of it. Pyrex, Joe.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay, that Pyrex. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all know nothing about putting the cold water in. Get the product out, guys.
That's what I say. Ashwood.
Let's see. Yeah, it's the Ashwood new shit. Oh, there you go. That is
ain't loud enough.
Hold on,
let's restart this. It's not loud enough.
I'll put it 50%.
Most of them tracks, they were live. I came to 50%. We're getting money.
Big shout out to my man K2 for producing that track for me, man. Red Tag Entertainment. I'm over here with him now.
Ram set.
You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Any party that's popping, I'm on a scene. Somebody please pass me a towel, I'm so clean, clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream, dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam, steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down to my belly, the chain mean, mean. Little homie, I got it locked, locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop, drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel. Uh-huh. Independent, put a pole for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Uh-huh. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll. I told them, you put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We getting money. I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me, grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend asked Mo Fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the cush, she like where we could smoke at. What? On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said a man whack, he don't know where the hole at. Nah. Fall back, I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around. I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid. I'm coming, I'm not leaving. So get used to me. Lady spot me up in the club, get loose from me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice. Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets. You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the bacon soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
KG on the motherfucking track, Red Tag Entertainment, man. Oh, I'm mad, love.
We getting money.
Hell yeah, man. Hey, man, you know where that came from, too, man. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
One second, man. I'm kind of back.
Yeah, man.
What's up, man? Yeah, man.
All right, I got some customers. Y'all hold on a second, man. I'll do what y'all do. Have a conversation.
Hey, put your customers on the phone. Tell me you're talking to California.
Hey, man. We got it, damn. What the hell we listening to? It's that, hey, if we're listening to that Dragon Ball Z, make sure y'all go and check that out, your local movie theater or bootlegger. It's going down, Dragon Ball Z. Make sure you check that movie out. It's a hot movie.
Oh, they got a movie for that Dragon Ball Z. That's right. I forgot about that shit. Hell yeah.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
That's that gangster cartoon right there.
It's hot.
Hell.
Yeah. This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alana. Alana
Vagina.
Come again.
Alana Vagina.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of... Never mind.
Hey, Goofy Bone.
What up, man?
Hey, what's it? No, I ain't got no change no more. Hey, I'm gonna see if you wanna get online. Hey, you wanna be on the radio? Yeah, this is my radio station right now. Actually live. Got my homeboy from California, he hosting my show right now. He must wanna holler at some people.
Watch this, I'm scared.
Still wanna speak to somebody that's from Florida, you feel me?
Nope. Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing? This is Goofy Bone, and y'all listening to the DJ Smell So Good show. What you doing, man?
Just chilling, man. What's good with you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just here chilling, smoking on the blunt, doing what I got to do. Up in California. How you doing, man?
Well, what?
I'm just playing with you, brother. What's up, man? California love. How you doing, brother?
Just chilling, man. What's good with you, man?
How you doing? You smoking on a fatty over there in Florida?
Yeah, me too.
Huh? Hey, much love, man. Give my homeboy DJ Smell So Good a hug and tell him you know Goofy Bone and you'll get 50 cents off any CD there, bro.
All right, man.
Tell him.
I do. All right.
Tell him you know Goofy Bone. You'll get 50 cents off anything.
So, yeah.
Who else we got on the phone? What's your name, man?
Lamar.
What?
Hey.
Oh, no, I can't understand.
Lamar, man. M-A-R-D.
M-A-R-D?
How about some water?
Don't spell nothing to me, man. I'm stoned as hell. I'm up in Northern Cali.
Hey.
Yeah, he's a lab to try to get me to spell something. Shit. I'll draw you a picture. Hey, much love to everybody at the flea market, man.
Shout out to the flea market, man.
What's up? What's up, Billy? Here, homie.
You're growing. Daddy, what's going on, man? We having technical difficulties.
Hey, I see that, eh?
Hold on, I'm still here. Somewhere, okay. I'm gonna put myself on mute real quick. Hang on.
Yo.
Hello? What's that?
Oh, where am I set a dick?
I'm here. Hey, did I scare those guys?
Scare who? Nah, you were over here tripping and shit.
Oh, okay. Nah, I did something crazy. I was like, yeah, what's up? This is Goofy Bone. And I didn't say it. He's like, what?
What's up?
Nah, never mind. He ain't even paying attention, man. He's drunk as hell.
Oh, yeah, man. I got customers around me, man. I'm on the grind.
Well, where the fuck is Teddy J? Is he in the shitter?
I don't know. Teddy J is supposed to be running the switchboard right now.
I'm back.
What the fuck you doing, Teddy?
I was on my other phone. I was on the back line.
Oh, he on the back line. He keep the back line reserved for real people.
Well, fuck the dumb shit.
Hey, y'all talk real quick, man. I got two customers ahead.
Go ahead, handle your business, man. DJ smells so good. Hey, we
got 200 CDs, man. Play 200 songs. You got Goofy Bone all up in there. Look up Straight Lopes, Goofy Bone, or What's Up is at the box.
Straight Lopes.
All right, there you go. All right, hold on.
Oh, there we go. I see. Oh, time then. It's about that time. Where's Goofy Bone just go? Goofy Bone disappeared.
Yeah, and I wanna get high, roll up them crack. wanna get high. Roll up that blunt, and I wanna get high. Roll up that blunt, and I wanna get high. Smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high. Give me the blow, let me know if you wanna go. Cause we got drove, let me mow if you wanna blow. Just get excited, you're invited to the real thing. We get it cracking, booty smacking, that's a real man. It's San Jose, we don't play when we swing them things. Go through the wrong hood, they be asking what you bang. I want my pants to my ass in the fitted. I only make songs that I have you gig. What it get into a dome, kill it, get a friend, tap out. When you want to dance, go, let me hear you scream and shout. Let me know you feel the shots that'll make you black out. Pass out on the floor and make all your friends shout. You weak bitch, please, I don't want you on your knees. Get the hell out the club, I don't want you next to me. You see your double vision, baby, which one am I? You so goddamn high, put my seat in your eye. And I want to get high, roll up and spray. And I want to get high, roll up. I wanna get high. When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high. Roll up them blunts. And I wanna get high. Roll up that blunt. And I wanna get high. Smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
Getting to the beat, my eyes are so red. I feel invisible like drop dead bread. So many optimos I had to blow. When you smoke like me, your fingers get swole. But that's a chance I take. Get so high, I wanna lick milkshake. Ladies come a dime a dozen, that's how I see it. I'm over here like Michael Jackson singing this beat it. Can't you see, I'm on another level. I got too much sin, you think I was a devil. Blowing it, blowing life up. The magic dragon with me and Bruce are in the house. The club gets cracked, it's so much smoke. You would think it was a fire. This is straight low, like it says on the flyer. So get your blood and add that lighter. Smoke it, smoke it till you get higher.
And I wanna get high. Roll up and pray. And I wanna get high. Get high. When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high. Roll up them blunts. And I wanna get high. Roll up that blunt. And I wanna get high. Smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
Put the strings in the blunt, yo, I'm trying to get high. From the home and the grass, so wait, that's right. Ask that Kush for some medic out of flavors. I'm the base, most blunted, I'm a stoner. I get keys on the daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so shabby. Out of control, like the smell of granddaddy. I know you like that. Fuck, fuck, fast, what you know about that? I got grams, I got dips, I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the realest that smokers. Straight low, kids, K got flavors. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay blunt, plus I stay lit.
And I wanna get high. Roll up and pray. And I wanna get high. Roll up and blunt. And I wanna get high. When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high. Roll up and blunt. And I wanna get high. Roll up that blunt. And I wanna get high. Smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
I'm off six blunts and it's all from one session. I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. Tears came straight low, I thought I should mention. A female me in a blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go. Purple in the kiss, and I got the trope. Fire chronic grace, and white rhino. Hot till I die, that's the way it goes. Look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know it's time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta eat it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
Yeah, back on DJ Smell, so this is... Goofy Bone disappeared for a second, but he'll be coming back in. All right, got another track for you, so y'all hang in there.
You got a card on you? I don't really have cards, I have marketing things.
Oh, yeah. You got something with your name information on?
We go to the track, bro.
I'm going to give y'all an advertisement coming live from the International Flea Market. This is an advertisement. We got one of our soon-to-be sponsors. You got a half-price hairdressing. This is your amazing opportunity to discover something new. Designer cutting and styling at half-price. A new kind of hairdressing. We are so proud of what we have achieved. Blah, 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 and a couple of more stuff. We are Paul Mitchell, Focus on. And a member of the internationally recognized group of salons. $2 million spent on development and education, blah, 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 some more stuff. Your hair will look good, feel good, and deserve something special. It's easy. Call today for your half price offer. Oh, and you can call 813-264-7711 and ask for Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A. If y'all know how to spell, you know, I got some illiterate listeners too, you know, drunk and high. And if y'all happen to be in Tampa, because I know I got international listeners, but if y'all happen to be in Tampa, we are located in Carrollwood at 15407 North Del Mabry, and that is Box Office Hair Designers. Y'all can check them out. We use and recommend Paul Mitchell. So shout out to Paul Mitchell once again, live right here, Wrecking the Game Radio. Been shouted out.
Wrecking the Game.
Yeah, Sally, I'm gonna send you some. I'm gonna send you some hair care products, brother, because I know your short hair needs needs some help. Needs some help and love. Oh no, that go out here. Right here, I keep one for myself. Yeah, going now. We got this sister live in the building with Lil Gav. You know what I'm saying? With his hair all edged up. She does personal cuts. Y'all need designing or anything, make sure y'all holler at her. She will definitely do you up. You got to sit still, though, and she'll hook you up. That's Miss Krista at the Box Office Hair Design. Right. Okay, I got to get back to my customer, y'all. I had to get that commercial real quick. And I'm back.
I'm a tracker.
All
right. Real quick, dude. Play a tracker real quick, dude. Ooh, here we go.
Hey, what's up, Papa? Oh, okay, it's all good. And when you come home, I seem to give you more trouble. Cause you're my man. Sometimes, I don't understand you sometimes, how hard it may be just to stay with you.
Baby, just to stay. On the phone, you start the trip. And I guess it's a little something that I must forget. You got problems, baby. Problems, baby. Problems, baby. Problems, baby. I know you creepin' when you say you peep. Cause every time you go running to the street, what's in the street? The show ain't me. Hitting no sugar, that ain't no ray me. Doing almost anything you tell me.
Get that muckhead, get that punch. Get that earache, get that lunch. Get that, get that.
I'll be get back if you don't calm down real soon. Get in the room before I get another dude. It's a fair, might be losing me. I'm begging you to please not be.
Awesome.
That was awesome. Jamie D, baby,
do what I gotta do.
DJ Smell, Smell, Smell so good. Where you at, man? He said doing some work. All right, play another track then. Play another track.
I want a mixtape of Bobby Valentino and couple of the nice R&B artists. I want to make you guys have that, man. Like, late feet, man. I like to be jamming nice. Two other fucks.
I got it on video.
Huh?
I got it on video.
No, man, I want music. Yeah, man.
I'm going to play this. Then this is great. Oh,
y'all want to get it, come back and holler at me.
Yeah,
it's
going to do. Here we go.
I guess you
hang out. Go. John New, this is DJ.
Party time. Party time.
Are you the mixer yet?
You're DJ.
DJ.
Front to the back, where they at on the floor with a hump.
ain't go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be bad. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be bad.
All the time. Man, his hair be fly. So I had to grab him. I said, look here, homie. How you get your hair all greasy and fly and shit like that? He told me about Lustrious. I said, well, look here, man. Can I borrow some? You see how mine done turned all red and fell out in the back? He gonna look me dead in my eye. It was like, look here, brother. You got to get your own.
Lustrious gives you the juice.
Let your fro glow.
Lustrious hair care products. Side effects may include coughing, burping,
Hey, Slid.
What's up? We back.
Hey, I got one more sponsor, man. Run that BJ Smith for me. That's my personal trainer. Yeah, BJ, it's BJ Smith. He's my personal trainer, man. He wanted me to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, give him some advertisement and everything.
What is the label under?
BJ Smith. It's in alphabetical order. Just look down the list, and you should see BJ Smith, personal sports trainer.
Okay, I see. There we go.
Yeah, this is my personal sports trainer, y'all, BJ Smith.
Hi, I'm BJ Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career as a chopper pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal pursuit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win the game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your past in a blind rage.
On Beta. That kills on Beta.
Have it.
On Beta and VHS.
Five. All the movies are $5
each,
so five movies
are $4. Man, how BJ Smith working for?
Yeah, I'm working like a mug. Yeah, I'm listening, but I'm working. My bad. Man, I work live at the International Flea Market, man. Make sure y'all come out at us. Tampa, Florida, man. It's going down 813 style.
I'll put another one of our sponsors real quick. Here we go.
Which one is just working for another song? Which one?
Yeah, I got like 15 minutes left to the show, right? Y'all know I'm still at work. Goofy Bone. Where Goof at?
Oh, yeah, he's not on no more.
Oh, okay.
And his show not coming on for another hour again. He moved the show.
Oh, he moved it to 5 o'clock? He moved it.
Yeah, he moved it to 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock, excuse me. Which side will you try first?
Man, y'all, I'm bad.
Hey,
alright, we back, my bad.
Giant Chelsea.
Say it, J-Man. What you got going on today, man?
Well, I got in, shoot. Going to work. Funneling. Hey.
You say you going to work?
Yep.
Oh, what time you got to be work?
That's a later in the 7 your time.
Oh. So what you do, man?
I work at the mall.
Your governmental job. What you selling, a cell phone?
I'm Goofy, but I'm back. Goofy!
Hey, what's up? He said he's doing in disguise job at the mall and shit. He's selling cell phones. Oh, say he sell cell phones? No, I'm fucking
with him. No, he's with me.
What'd you do? Oh, I had to go make me a sandwich, and Boone is over there digging a hole to try to kill the next door neighbor's dog. So I had to go fucking patch that hole up. And just, I'm telling you, this little boy, crazy in a motherfucker, man. This dog's big as hell, and he'll still fight him.
He in his heart, man. That's what it is. If folks don't care, they'll just do some really raw.
The what?
Since some kids just don't care, they'll do some really raw crap.
Yeah.
And they don't care how big or small they are, they'll still sit up.
I'm telling you, man, my son's crazy. He's a little chihuahua, but I mean, he's crazy. Man, I was over there in Verbal Inc.'s room, man. These women, they're starting to get horny. I got them all horny. They're attacking me now. Got Aaron Jay and Mo Blue ready to rip my shirt off. So anyways, what's going on, Sadie?
Mo
Blue. You going to be on my show after this one?
You move. That's how you move.
Nah, I didn't move no shows.
I was going to say 2 o'clock.
No.
2 o'clock my time.
I don't move shit.
Oh, no, I know what it is. I threw myself off because I forgot I'm looking at his time. I mean, his thing, I'm looking at his time frame, not mine.
Yeah, my show starts in 11 minutes. And it's Trouble Ass Tuesday.
It's triple.
Hello.
What's this giant curly?
Oh, okay. Hey, don't forget. Miami, man, is going down at the Chelsea Hotel. You know what I'm saying? In Miami on South Beach, May 22nd through the 24th. Vice Grip will be performing live along with your boy, Smell So Good, and Ashwood. Ashwood, we'll be opening up live for my dog Vice Grip in Miami, man. We're doing a real big, representing 813, trade 4 and everywhere in between, all the way to the 408,
all the way to the 817, goddammit. It's a trilateral commission. Y'all better get the fuck out of the way, man.
Record the game radio.
That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all better pay attention.
Trilateral, man, trilateral. Obama actually went on the YouTube and was talking about he just had a trilateral meeting. You know what I'm saying? with the Pakistani and somebody else, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to pay attention to what the fuck I'm talking about. This is the trilateral commission that's coming through, man. This is a supreme takeover of all radio networks. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're focusing on. That's a direct focus. Shut down all FM, AM stations. Fuck XM radio, too, goddammit. If it ain't Blog Talk, fuck it. Over there, the internet. Fuck it.
Hey,
so
don't
need them
cups. DJ Shy. Oh, Officer Shaheen, you can press
me on, man. Hey, is DJ Shaheen in the house?
Nah.
I'll get you. Okay. Check me out, man. I'm live. Check me out.
I need to do some of my customers, you know what I'm saying? We live right here at the International Free Market, you know what I'm saying? Southside number 31 just entered the building. You know what I'm saying? My homie representing Tampa, Florida, man. You know what I'm saying? For that representing.
Man, you got to represent.
Look that boy, Sean, going to get integrity.
You born and raised,
ain't
you?
You hear me, Goofy?
Hmm?
Oh, Tampa, Florida, born and
raised. You know that boy, Sean, going to get attacked on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's his birthday, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's supposed to be... Yeah, Sweet Eve doing it.
That's terrible. The hell is it doing?
Okay, I don't know what the hell movie I'm watching, but it looks kind of scary.
Somebody wilding out.
Let's see y'all go and check out The Unborn. It's in theaters. It's directed by... Megan, it features, hold on, it's starring Megan Good somebody, who that is, Megan Good, yeah, starring Megan Good, it's a horror thriller, it's called The Unborn, make sure y'all check that out, good movie, in theaters and on bootleg, make sure y'all go and cop it, I have you one again.
Look at homeless.
Over there attacking people. What's happening,
homie? Huh? Hey, man, I need to hear some what's up. Matter of fact, I need to get high, man, because I'm about to walk out the door in a minute.
What's that? Time?
My joint. Yeah, hey, good looking Goofy for all the commercials you added, too. I was like, God damn, like a fat of millions, motherfucker. Our sponsors are coming through. Gotta get millionaire off of BT.
Trilateral commission. Hey, Teddy J, you let me know. I'll get you some commercials, too, man.
Oh, yeah, let me know, man.
Yeah, you gotta have the sponsors, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop signing all our sponsors out there, man.
I mean, we gotta get paid.
Paying us for $200 worth of free information. You know what I mean?
Hey, well, you had all that $200 worth of free information, and that's a lot of money, man. For each commercial. Each of us gets $200 worth of free information. So you put all those commercials and you times that by $200 worth of free information, that's a lot of dollars.
Hey.
And that's a lot of free information.
Oh, the number. What number next to it? There you go. Get the music.
One of the sponsors.
What the hell are you playing? I uploaded that.
Okay, where's one of the sponsors?
Oh my God, man.
Lustrious, man. I sponsor Lustrious, man.
Man, I'm telling you, the other one, that brother's talking to DJ Shaheen, man. He's all, man, I seen this brother. I had to grab him.
That's all that. That's a funny one, too. Got, hey,
shout out to DJ Shaheen. It's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, where?
Yeah, they're throwing him a party. They're gonna tackle. They're gonna tackle.
Oh, you know what we did last time. Yeah, he on. I told you I got his shit uploaded. Hey, Hey, matter of fact, Saturday, Joe, you played the key one. You played the party bus.
I don't
think it's loaded up on mine. But I wanted to play that for Goofy Bong. I thought you heard that song before.
Play it.
I'm on the air until 5 more minutes. Man, hey, like, damn, can I send a motherfucking shout out to Nipsey Goddamn Hustle down there in some part of Cali? Crenshaw, nigga. Slauson. Crenshaw.
Okay, I know where he's at.
Yeah.
But he's all the way in L.A., though.
Tell movie, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
that ain't he's all the way in L.A. Hey, tell him Northern California said what's up.
Oh, L.A. is a city in California.
Yeah, that's all the way down south.
Oh, because
I'm in Northern California.
That, y'all always act like he from Florida or some shit, you know?
Oh,
he from motherfucking L.A., dog. He from L.A. Motherfucker is here in Cali? Shit. Some bitch from Tampa?
Like I said, we live in a world inside of a world.
Oh, well, yeah, you know. Yeah, that's how it's broken down. Well, shout out to Crenshaw. Nipsey Hussle, you know what I'm saying? Got some new shit coming out, live right here from the International Flea Market. We do got it available if y'all want to pick it up for purchase. We got that new Nipsey Hussle mixtape featuring Goofy Bone and a couple other artists.
Really? Don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that.
Man, listen here. The only legal way to sell albums is to promote your shit. So when you pick up a Rick Ross, you are actually purchasing John New, Goofy Bone, or whoever the fuck else I put on that album.
Yeah.
That's how you sell an album. You don't go out trying to bootleg just straight up. Hell no. We don't bootleg straight up. We promote Say No to Drugs. That's what we promote in all our movies. Say No to Drugs. And at the bottom, say, parents, please talk to your kids about not doing drugs. We doing our part. We doing our part. Shit. Yeah.
Hey, I got to get out of here because I got to get my show. Smelly, you going to call my show? I keep waiting for you. You never call my show.
Yeah, man, my bad, man. I'm trying to get the number from Vice Grip. He said he was going to call me back, and I ain't never had a number.
Write this shit down, man.
I'm about to do a damn Vice Grip, man. You done wrote the number down about 30, 40 times, motherfucker.
Blessed love.
I'm going to write it on the back of the letters I'm sending to my brother in the jailhouse.
Okay.
Oh, my bad. No, that ain't. I was. That was.
Hey, what are you doing, man? Shout out to Vice Grip, man.
Oh, you there? Where are you?
No, you're not here. That was me. I was just fucking around.
Oh, yeah. 646
595 4136.
Oh, yeah, that's what. All right,
I got to get out of here. Steady, you know the number. I'll see y'all on the bone now.
Right. One more sponsor.
You want wet, then get lustrious.
Man, I see this cat all the time. Man, his hair be fly. So I had to grab him. I said, look here, homie. How you get your hair all greasy and fly and shit like that? He told me about Lustrious. I said, well, look here, man, can I borrow some? You see how mine had turned all red and fell out in the back? He going to look me dead in my eye. I was like, look here, brother,
bro.
Got to get your
ain't nobody tell you to start talking to my people, bro.
Lustrious gives you the juice.
I think look like that. Look like that.
Get
around, get all the balls. Make that number like
Michael Colton, Boomley, Earling, Rigor Mortis.
I was like, bro, all that. And they got number three, right? Like,
yes, he tuned into DJ Good Show.
Yeah, it's a minute left. Chili. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my dog, said it, baby, by the first day. You know what I'm saying? Going now. Yeah, I'm dreading now, dude.
Shout out to the other commission.
Doha. Come on, I'll get to that point. Oh, we got 10 seconds. Man, y'all make sure y'all hit the Goofy Bone Hours, the Goofy Bone Show. Tune in to Saturday late night. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it late night. It's going down. It's wrecking the game. Radio. Hey, girl, I know you, girl.
I'm going to get you.
All right, girl, I drank with you at Manila's, girl.